You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
It's January 2001. A U.S. spy plane is flying over the South China Sea when a Chinese fighter jet pulls up.
One's right there. 10 o'clock. You're going to pass in front of
us. Going right in front of us. Same altitude. All right.
It gets close.
Whoa, we got bumps.
Felt that one.
We got bumps.
Really close.
It's close. I agree. Go
and he's very, very close.
Oh, yeah.
He's almost probably 20 feet from our wingtip. So he's inside of our wingtip.
This isn't new or even rare. Just one more move in a cat and mouse game that has been building for some time between the U.S. and China.
K90, where is he?
90 has decreased slightly in altitude, still trailing 630, maintaining his distance.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. And this is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
Would you say, Mr. President, that you trust President Xi?
Do I trust you? I trust but verify, as an old saying goes.
I think everybody got Xi wrong. Only a very small number of people got him right.
It's like a silent resistance, because in China, it's impossible for you to really change the system, to change the rule of the game.
I'm not trying to ruin your day or give you nightmares, but the idea of nuclear war over Taiwan is for real.
In this series, we'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian, Rana Mitter, joins the conversation.
Can the two superpowers coexist, or are they essentially heading towards confrontation?
We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together.
Yeah, my mom taught me this piece. I fell in love with it.
Face Off launches April 9th.
Row Home Productions.